sets a penalty shootout to exit the Lancashire Trophy. Not obviously a bit of a lottery the way to go out, but a really good performance tonight.
Yeah, with the performance overall, I was pleased. You know, we're obviously... We played the first half particularly at a really fast pace, probably 20-30% quicker than what we're used to in our league. It was a much stronger team that Radcliffe put out tonight compared to the game where we beat them earlier on in the Manchester County Cup. It was a tough game. It was well contested, and you know, with that in mind, I'm really pleased with the lads. I think there's a couple of things we've been trying to work on recently, because ultimately, if you look at our season, we've started off really well, but we've kind of dropped off recently, and we've had a bad couple of months, and it doesn't represent how good we are as a group of players. But performances like that tonight do. I thought we were strong throughout. I thought Jordan Poole was particularly good at centre half. Bocce, there's no doubt. I said to the lads before the game, you know, I say all the time when I'm bigging them up, when they play well, that there's loads of them that can go and play higher. Today's a really good opportunity to play against a team that is operating at a higher level. And there's five or six of my lads there showing that absolutely they can play higher.
And when they fell a goal behind, they didn't let the heads drop.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we're really delighted with the fact that we've got a goal down, and we've just carried on playing the way that we're trying to play. Joe Shaw's made a superb tackle in the middle of the park, and Ben Stays latched onto it. Gone past one man, and I thought the chance might have gone away from him, but he's ghosted past another and smashed it in the bottom corner. So, you know, Ben Steer is obviously another one who falls into that category. He's got a load of potential, and he, you know, it's a pleasure to have him at the club. He's still a young lad, he's still learning, but he's got bags and bags of ability, and he's got an opportunity to go and play higher. You know, if it's not this year, you know, maybe next year certainly.
And fast forward into next Tuesday, quarter final of the Manchester Premier Cup away to Glossop North End. Obviously, there's quite a few familiar faces there. Will Carter spell at our place. Obviously, Benji and Martin Parker have had a brief spells of dual registration. I mean, how big a game is that for you?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we wanted to do really well in the Vars, and we let ourselves down there, and our league form has dropped off in the past 2 months, as I said. So next week's game gives us a really good opportunity. Glossop are flying high in the league above. You know, we know Chris really well, and big mates with him, and he gets his teams playing the right way. And he's had a bit of a clear out in the summer, and I think that people might have thought, well, how will they do this year? But he's shown what a great manager and what a great tactician he is by, you know, replacing almost an entire team and still being right up there at the top of the league. They've got a great fan base, they've got a great setup. They are really what we aspire to be. They won our league a couple of years ago, and we, you know, it's a club that we can look at and say we can try and emulate them.
Seth, thanks very much.
Thanks, mate.